don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry, we're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. For the 16th year in a row, I am Greg the Dive Master. I kid you not, we've been doing this show for 16 years. It's unbelievable. I sound a little different than usual. I'm a little bit under the weather. After spending the weekend and a few days up there in the Northeast there with our friends from the Beneath the Sea Dive Show in New Jersey, I picked up something.
You're blaming it on New Jersey.
I'm blaming on, you know, I don't know what it is, you know, when you're kissing hands and shaking babies, you know, germs are exchanged. And, you know, they have that thing up there. They go, hey, can you tell me the directions to the Broadway Theater? And I go, I got your directions right here. And then they say, hey, how you doing? They shake your hand, you know, and you have a tendency you could pick up something. I think I picked up something. And I'm a little under the weather.
They know that Broadway Theater isn't in New Jersey, right?
Well, yeah, it's right across the river, though. You take a bus over there. It's a real short little trip. Uh-huh. We bounce back and forth all the time. By the way, Book of Mormon, go see it. Awesome. And I saw Tom Hanks' new play, The Lucky Guy. There was a matinee. I went in and saw that. Two fins up for both of those. So if you're up there in the
He's come a long way since Bosom Buddies, hasn't he?
He has. I got to give him props.
Bachelor Party.
He's got skills. I don't know if he dives, but he's a good actor for sure. So I killed some of my surface interval time before the Beneath the Sea dive show there up in New York City.
How was the show? Well attended?
It was awesome. Beneath the Sea, biggest, most, you know, busiest consumer dive show probably in the world.
Ooh, so this one was open to...
Yes. Consumer.
Unlike DEMA.
Unlike DEMA, which is trade only. Yeah, this is, it's jam-packed. Saturday, you can hardly get around the show. There's so many people. And, however, you know, when you're seeing everybody, it's kind of fun. Because, you know, people are doing business. They're picking up stuff. There were several new products that I came across, and we interviewed them last week on the show. I picked up a new dive mask for myself, a build that you're going to probably need here pretty soon. My first bifocal dive mask, by the way. Yeah.
I haven't been able to see since the second grade.
Okay.
I may need something. I've had prescription lenses for a long time.
Have you?
In my dive
have you
mask,
ever? Yeah. Oh, you have?
I have.
Oh, well, there's a company called Prescription Dive Masks.
Who knew?
Hooked me up. You know, I'd totally blown them off for the last 16 years.
Let me ask you.
But finally, I succumbed and said, okay, I got to suck it up and go.
And they're apparently contagious?
No. I didn't pick up those germs there. I think it was
Has been studying religiously their dive instruction
manual.
Yeah.
Thank you, Bill.
Yeah, Patrick is my... future dive student or current dive student.
I've noticed something with all your students.
Yeah?
They're all legally blind.
They're all
Bill,
legally blind.
Myself, CJ.
Well, I'm not one
James.
Of his students.
Oh, I thought he taught you how to dive.
No.
Well, that's what
he
you told me.
Off.
No, I.
He
I
me. My son was one of his students. Kelly, the Brazilian swimsuit mom.
Right.
I don't meet the minimum attractiveness. That is required of a Greg Holt student.
He when he puts on a mermaid tail,
I've seen the
it
picture.
It ain't pretty. Yeah. Exactly.
So how important it? What's the average cost then of like prescription a prescription dive mask?
It's not much. I mean, these guys, literally, the company is prescriptiondivemasks.com.
So I've got my first sponsor that I can do a live read for. That hooked me up.
Well, right after mine, because I have evidently I'm going to be doing a testimonial for them here shortly when they send me one. But actually, that you pick out whatever mask you want or whatever you currently use, and you send it to them, and then they switch out the lenses for you.
So what's the cost?
Well, I think it depends on the type of lenses.
Yeah, some depending on exactly what the prescription is. When I got mine, now I got mine a long time ago from a different company.
Right.
And it was $300.
Yeah, and I think that's probably more expensive than what these guys do.
Right. I that was before the day and age of being able to order contacts online. So it predated that. So
right.
I think that it was a time when you paid more for glasses and contacts.
Yeah,
so
and you can get dive masks already, like in prefabbed standard, you know, optical correction.
Right.
Yeah.
Like for Greg, who do you have a distance issue?
No, I can see fine. Yeah. Far away. It's the up close stuff.
Yeah.
Now that I've gotten more wiser.
So for him, he's going to get, you know, a plus one, a plus two, maybe. Maybe 0.25.
Just barely.
0.50.
Yeah. Is this on the exam?
Yeah, it could be.
So he's going to get bifocals.
It'll be extra credit.
He's going to get bifocals. His are going to be more standard than yours, because yours would be an actual prescription based on what your glasses are.
Right.
If you wear glasses all the time, I think a prescription lens in your mask makes a lot of sense. I really do.
It does.
If you wear contact lenses, you decide. You go out the door deciding whether or not you're going to wear your contact lenses and risk potentially having a problem.
Right.
Because you might have a problem with the contact lenses and
right.
all the salt water in the world.
I never go surfing with my contact lenses.
I wore contacts back in the day. I actually had radiokeratotomy, which was the precursor to LASIK.
Yeah, it was
that's why your eyes are screwed.
Exactly.
They took a chisel. Back in his day, reshaped your eye with a chisel.
And they held well. They have held up well over the years. But before that, I wore contacts.
So
I had used my contacts in my dive mask.
Right.
And I never had any problem. Most people can do that. And you even when you flood your mask, you just, you know, close them shut a little bit. You can't have them wide open or they could flush out. But it's not a real hard skill to maintain.
Right. So you could wear contacts and dive, or
you're
more comfortable wearing...
I could wear contacts and dive?
No.
What?
No, you might lose one. They're disposable anyway, so who cares?
If you're more comfortable wearing your glasses, just in general, maybe it's better to get a prescription mask. And I've got both, and I've done it both ways. The thing that I like about wearing my contacts is as soon as I'm out of the water, I don't need to find my glasses, because that is the thing. When you wear a prescription mask, once you're out of the water... You're going
Taking
to take your
off.
Mask off,
right?
And then you've got to do something to correct your vision out of the water.
So you could go both ways, or
I don't go both ways.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
No, not at all.
So actually, it would be something if he demonstrated for us.
Yeah,
I don't care to see it. What you want to do on your own time is your own business.
So once I get my prescription mask,
yeah,
then the next thing is I have to get the shape slimming wetsuit, right?
They're magic, but I don't know, man. You're asking for a miracle there, Patrick.
Yeah.
Well, you know, hey, it's going to be a fun journey, but I picked up cool new products. That really wasn't a new product, but there were a few other things I picked up for my GoPro cameras up there beneath the sea show. And just seeing and interacting with the folks up there in Jersey. The diving community up there is really strong, really passionate about the sport, and it energizes you. And you know, we had several people come up, say they listen to the show all the time, and it's, you know, go figure. After doing this show for 16 years, I got to tell you, you know, the only people I usually see are Bill and maybe Patrick when he hangs over, and a couple other people coming to the studio. And when you're out there and about doing the show, you know, hanging out with the scuba cowboy and our mermaids, and everybody comes up and says they listen. It's humbling. It's humbling, and I mean this from the heart. I appreciate it. You guys have given me the best gig in the world to be able to travel around and do this little radio show we've been doing for 16 years.
I agree with you wholeheartedly. Nothing beats traveling around doing this radio show.
Yeah.
He's crying.
It's tears or allergies. I'm not sure, but But you know, I'm very appreciative.
Well, better not be allergic to anything in this room, since it's the only place I ever get to go.
Yes. Well, you know, you get to look at me for 16 years, Bill, through the glass. So that's my gift to you.
Yeah.
And you know, but when you're out and about, and everyone come, you know, people come up and they say they listen and they hear us, you know, banter back and forth, and you know,
it makes you wish we did a better job, doesn't
it? Yeah, it does. It's like, oh my God, these people are actually paying attention to what we say. Oh, that's so wrong. But you know, one of the guys came up. I talked to him last week on the show, who's in our armed forces, and that was very humbling that he listens to the show in between missions to take his mind off of his duties at hand. And, you know, it doesn't get much better than that. So 16 years, still going strong, and we got a few more stories to tell. Next, stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com. But it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
You suck. You have to survive when you're scuba diving 30 feet underwater. The next time you dive, suck air through Oceanic's new Delta IV regulator with dry valve technology. DVT eliminates moisture, corrosion, and hose deterioration. The Delta IV also features an FDX10 balanced diaphragm for years of hassle-free diving. So admit it, you suck. And you should be sucking on a Delta IV by Oceanic.
You are a diver and have the Dive Flag shirt, hat, and bumper sticker to prove it. However, you can share your love of diving and ascend to a higher level with Dive Silver. Combining exquisite sterling silver with gemstones, Dive Silver is the perfect way to share your passion for the underwater world. From mantis to mermaids and everything in between, you'll find something truly unique to express your love of diving in the extensive line of Dive Silver jewelry. And at an affordable price. Go to DiveSilver.com and see for yourself. That's DiveSilver.com.
Happy anniversary.
Yes, 16 years and going strong here at the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, just holding on. My voice is going a little bit, so we'll see how it maintains here for our 16-year anniversary show. And, you know, we got a lot of stuff to reflect on today. We got a lot of special guests coming on. A little later on, Bob Evans from Force Fins is going to check in. He's sent us a little gift here for Captain Patrick and his dive instruction to set him off on the right fin, so to speak.
That is never coming out of the box, just so you know.
Okay. Well, we'll share with everyone what that is momentarily. However, in the meantime, I want to go to Hawaii. Yay! Yay! Becky, our little hula girl there in Hawaii, mermaid dive instructor, is on the line and on Scuba Radio right now. Becky, how are you? Or I should say...
I'm awesome. How are you?
I should say aloha, right? Because you're, you know, in that Hawaiian kind of thing.
Aloha.
Right? Yes. We're going to dive
aloha.
Oahu, I believe. So you're a dive instructor for those folks out there. In Oahu, that is considered the big island, isn't it? I don't know. I'm just guessing, really.
No. It's, big Island is the one with Kona and Hilo on it.
Okay, so
and
this
they do
is,
all the manta diving. Oahu is where Honolulu is.
Ah, okay, where the real hula girls hang, Is that where you're pretty much it, right?
Are yeah. you sure?
Of
yeah.
course. Yeah, so, you know.
That's
you
know, where all the luau's are.
Right. So, Mermaid Becky has exchanged her mermaid tail in for a hula skirt. And is wearing grass skirts out there in Hawaii with the divers. Now, are you diving almost every day
right.
Out there doing your thing, Becky, or what?
Yeah, almost.
Yeah?
Right, yeah, almost every day. Same thing, four dives a day.
Nice. No, the same thing you were doing down in the Keys, but in a just a slightly different setting. I mean, and when you compare the two type of dive locations down there in the Florida Keys where you were in Tavernier, Key Largo area, how does it compare now that you've been out there a few months in Oahu? How's the diving differ for, you know, comparing it to all the Caribbean divers per se? How would you describe it, you think?
Mostly it's the different fish. So different types of fish, more colorful, I would say.
Yeah.
But the reef structure here in Oahu is not quite as good as it is in the Keys.
Okay. But you got different...
So different fish.
Yeah, different fish.
Not quite as good reef structure.
Okay. But more colorful. Yeah. You
but
find the color scheme.
More colorful fish.
Okay, more
so the reef's a little more laid back, man.
Yeah, maybe.
But it's more tropical.
More surfer-like, dude.
Yeah.
Now, what about, what have you heard?
It doesn't take you as long.
It doesn't take you as long.
Go ahead.
No, it doesn't take you as long to what? Go ahead. Say
it doesn't take you as long to get out to the site. It takes you 5 minutes. Because Hawaii just drops off.
Really? Okay. So that'd be convenient then. Sure.
Yeah.
I mean, can you even do any shore diving where you're at? Or? Oh, can you do shore diving?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
I did shore diving the other day.
Sweet. Now, what are you being told as far as the diving between the different islands there in Hawaii? You mentioned Kona. I've been to Kona. Now, I have not been to the island you're on of Oahu and Honolulu and that area. Are you being told that it's dramatically different than what divers would experience off the coast of Kona or what? What do you think?
Yeah, each island has its own, I guess, highlight.
Yeah.
So Kona, the big island, is famous for the manta ray night dives.
Right.
And the pelagic sea dives.
Yeah.
And then Oahu has good wrecks.
Okay. So you got more wreck diving there. Okay, that makes sense.
Yep.
And so have you been certifying?
And then Maui has good drift diving.
Okay. So it is pretty diverse
so
then out
there,
huh?
Special stuff.
I gotcha. So they all have their own little niche. So really, when you go out there, you probably need to hit a few of the different islands to get a full flavor of the entire area, huh? Okay. Well, that's what I'm looking at possibly doing just that around the Long Beach Dive Show. We're working on a possible trip out to the islands again.
Nice.
We'll see if that comes together. How many divers have you certified as a dive instructor out there with Dive Oahu so far? You've been out there since what? 3 months, 4 months now, thereabouts?
Oh, boy.
What do you think?
Not quite four, but we do classes with military students a lot, and we get big classes. So like 16, but we split between four instructors, and we all go together off the shore.
Okay,
and then
good.
We do advanced off the boat. So about the same.
Okay, and you're right there, if I remember correctly, you're not far from Pearl Harbor, right? Isn't that in the general...
That's where Honolulu is.
Well, right.
I can...
You can throw a stick at it or something?
Yeah, I can see it from my house.
Well,
you
there you go.
You can throw things at Pearl Harbor.
That's, she said a, yes. A, she just said
no,
yes. She lives there.
It is a protected marine environment. It is protected by the United States Navy.
No.
The USS Arizona is there. They are not going to let you throw anything at...
Bill. They're gonna if Becky decides that you know she's had enough of her coconuts when she's wearing her grass skirt and she wants to chuck them at Pearl Harbor. They're not gonna say no.
You know what? I can imagine her taking her coconuts off without you taking your shirt off. Put your shirt back on.
Hey, I'm just saying. You know, we're a little loopy today. It's our anniversary here, Becky. So I apologize for Bill. Anyway.
Oh yeah, it's me. I'm the problem.
Exactly, as always. So, but you're loving it out there in Hawaii, it sounds like. And it sounds like a lot of fun. Right, Becky? Yeah?
It is fun. there's a lot of variety of things to do. Like yesterday, we went sailing, and the day before, diving, and the day before that, hiking.
Wow.
So there's a lot to do.
Yeah, and have you done the hula thing yet? I mean, do they kind of, I mean, obviously you got laid as soon as you got off the plane. I mean, they do that in Hawaii.
Right.
And, yeah, and then you do the glass skate skirt thing, right? I mean, have you done that yet? Seriously, or
right.
No?
Right.
I mean, yeah, you're
on
just...
Sunday, I'm going to.
Oh, are you, what, just
for
to do
real,
it?
It's an Easter thing. It's an Easter thing.
Oh, okay. Of course, it's an Easter thing. That makes sense. Yeah, the Easter Bunny puts on a grass skirt, or, you know, they use the grass. They usually put it in the baskets, and sometimes they strap it around their waist for fun.
Yeah.
In Oahu. Well,
we
you know.
We got to make sure we don't accidentally bury the Easter Bunny and eat him instead of the pig.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
this has just taken a treacherously dark turn.
That's, kids,
that's
if you're listening, send your hate mail to Becky. No, I'm just joking.
Becky sounds like she's very hard to entertain.
Yes.
It seems like it is very, very hard. She seems like, are you a shut-in? Does someone bring you meals three times a day? What is the deal, Becky? You sound like you hardly ever get to enjoy yourself.
I mean, have you even made your daily sacrifice to the volcano there in Hawaii yet, or what? I mean, that's a daily occurrence.
I don't know. I can't find any virgins around.
Oh, of course. Well,
everybody gets laid as soon as they get off the plane.
Exactly. There you go. Now you know why they do it. You know, it took us 16 years to figure it out, but here we are. Well, Becky, enjoy yourself. Dive Oahu is who you want to go hook up with if you want to go diving with Becky.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio. Russia, pushing down on me, pressing down on you. No man has more.
You know, I got to give Captain Patrick credit here, Bill. He's definitely trying to brown nose. His dive instructor, which would be me, he just offered to go get me some hot tea and honey.
Yeah, well, you were
to help my throat there a little bit.
Think it was hot tea.
Hey, oh, I just
nice. Yeah.
You know, it's funny when it's probably true.
That's, you know, here's the thing that Captain Patrick is working against this year.
Yeah.
It has been unseasonably cold.
Yes.
In February and March this year.
I am
most
definitely.
Most years, you could have been in the pool already.
Right.
But it's just been, it's been too cold. Not for you.
For
because,
me.
Yeah, but for your instructor.
Has who nothing to do with you.
Definitely a warm water was.
Yeah.
But
I thought that's why they made wetsuits.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't, no.
Doesn't matter. Really? The water will be in the 50s.
Well, I don't know if it'd be in the 50s. But
in a pool? In a pool, it hasn't been consistently above 70 until this past week.
Well, it depends on the pool, I guess. But
I guess. It would have to be a pool which gets a lot of sun.
Yeah.
Holy cow.
But, yeah, it's way too cold.
Why don't we just go to Wet n Wild? Think we could just sneak in there with our gear?
We could always try. Never would hurt. It wouldn't hurt to try.
But
make
pretty
the
soon, he's going to start getting into the pool. He's done three modules now.
Yep. You've done enough already with the bookwork where we could do some of the stuff in the pool. But, yeah, the weather has just been too cold for me.
For you.
Yeah, for
well,
me.
Well, because what when cuz
I got,
do the
I've,
pool
I've
work,
been I go surfing in this weather.
I mean, I know
this
you
is
do.
Nothing.
Yeah, but I want you to enjoy the experience from day one.
Nothing which, I would enjoy more than seeing you shivering.
Okay,
you in the pool.
You know, there is something to be said for that.
Right. You know when we started this segment and I said that he was brown nosing?
Yeah. Not as much as we would have hoped, huh?
Two steps forward, three steps back.
He almost
friend.
Broke my smartphone with slam this box down.
Well,
he slam that big dick down there?
Well,
he did.
Bob Evans sent him his.
Hey, don't touch my
dick doll.
Well, your diver dick doll.
Oh, right.
Richard Marchenko. We're going to have Bob Evans to explain this in just a bit, but. He has his own little miniature force fins.
Never coming out of
this
that box.
This is not a doll. It's an action figure to inspire you to become a awesome scuba diver. Yes. So we'll get to that in just a bit after the Dan tip. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Scuba Radio, diver's consumer tip number 227. The Atlantic Devil Ray has no poisonous barbs on its tail. Therefore, it is the Pope's official position that performing an exorcism is not necessary.
They just want to give you their blessing.
So please stop calling the Vatican.
If the nobles find out who you are, there'll be the devil to pay.
So now, here's a Dan safety tip you can really use.
And yes, that means it's time for the Real Dan Good Diving Safety Tip. And here with us today, Nick Bird, CEO and Chief Medical Officer for Divers Alert Network. How's it going, Nick?
It's all great, Greg.
You know, we've talked about boat diving and etiquette to follow, but we've never got around to discussing how to choose a dive boat.
It's definitely putting the horse before the cart.
There are obviously lots of different boats to choose from, but how about we cover commercial charter boats?
These are the boats that most divers have to choose from.
What's the first thing to consider?
I think the first thing is the most obvious. Make sure the boat that you're on is equal to the task. If someone's offering to take you 20 miles offshore in a dinghy, you might want to think again.
And you probably don't need a yacht for a 5-minute trip to the reef.
It'd be nice though, huh?
Well, yeah, yachts always get a yes in my book. But regardless, there are safety standards every boat should meet, right?
Sure there are. No matter what size the boat or operation, every dive charter should have life jackets, a radio, fire extinguisher, a Coast Guard certification or an appropriate equivalent, a captain with a captain's license, and a sufficient crew for the number of passengers on board.
How about dive safety?
Every dive boat should have emergency oxygen on board and at least one crew member who's trained to use it. There should also be a first aid kit to go with the oxygen unit as well.
And at least one person trained to use it.
Won't do anybody much good if there's not. Ideally, the boat will also have a diver tracking system in place to ensure no diver gets left behind.
Didn't Dan develop something for this?
Yep. We created the DID system just for that purpose. It's a tagging system whereby each diver gets a tag when they enter the water, and they replace it on the board when they return. It's free to any charter boat that would like to have one.
Y'all are just nice, Dan, are you?
We try. But even if the boat doesn't use the Dan DID system, do make sure there's something similar in place so divers are counted.
How about access on and off the boat?
A dive charter should have easy access on and off the boat. Divers shouldn't have to struggle to get in and out of the water when they're weighed down by gear.
The weather will generally create its own set of factors to help with that.
Exactly. There are some things a charter boat can't be expected to control, like waves or visibility, which is why it's important that the safety factors that they control are in place.
That's the thought behind downlines and current lines, right?
Sure. Downlines are intended to help you move from the entry point to the anchor line, or to help keep you at a certain depth for your safety stop, while current lines usually play out behind the boat for you to hold on to and wait your turn to get back on board.
Any other absolutes that should be on board?
Ample drinking water. It's important for divers to stay hydrated, and most boat charters realize that and plan accordingly.
We've talked a lot about the tangibles that should be on board. How about any intangibles?
The biggest one that comes to mind is the dive briefing you'll get from the crew. Not only should the crew brief you before you leave the dock as to boat procedures like using the head, stowing your gear, and what to do if you're seasick, but also before a dive, you should be fully briefed on dive profiles, either suggested or maximum, visibility, current, the general site configuration, a dive plan, either suggested or as it will be led, and exit and boarding procedures.
What about some of the luxury items you might find on board, like showers, dry storage, camera tables?
Well, those things are great, but when choosing a dive boat, think about the things that absolutely should be there. Showers and camera tables are nice, but they're not essential. The luxury items are going to vary depending on the size of the boat or operation. Luxury or a lack of it should not be the deciding factor. The attention and focus on keeping divers safe should be.
No matter the size of the charter boat, every boat should have standard safety gear and procedures in place. Be sure to check it out before you board. And don't be afraid to ask any questions about what is and isn't there. Good captains and crew are more than happy to share the information. Do that, and you're guaranteed Dan Good Diving.
That was beautiful.
Only you can prevent diving accidents. Divers Alert Network is your dive safety organization. With your support, Dan will continue to provide the research, service, and benefits to make your next dive a safe dive. So don't be a dinghy. Join Dan today by calling 1-800-446-2671.
It is our 16-year anniversary today, and I can't have a celebration of this sort without one of my favorite men on the planet, to join us on the phone. And that would be Bob Evans from Four Spins. Oh, man. Well, and he waited. We waited a minute too long, or we didn't pay our phone bill, one or the other. But we'll figure that out in just a bit. But Patrick is excited.
I am.
But because Bob was nice enough to send him a Richard Marchenko action figure.
Would you leave it alone?
No, you need to open it up.
No!
You do.
Stop playing with it.
This is a, it's not a doll, it's an action figure,
yeah, but
it has a little miniature Force Fins. Bob Evans from Force Fins was nice enough to hook him up with one.
And by the way, fully articulated does not mean that it speaks.
Yeah, but I wouldn't take his clothes off to check it. You hear what I'm saying?
That would be anatomically correct.
Well, it says you.
And leave it alone.
No, Bob is on the phone now, I think. Bob, are you with us? Hello?
Yeah.
Yay! Hey, how are you?
Happy anniversary.
Thank you, Bob. Sweet 16. Today.
I was over visiting with our friend Jean-Michel Cousteau.
Oh.
He was going to try to get on the radio with you guys, but he sent his best regards, and he's in the middle of moving into new offices, so sorry you missed him.
Well, no worries. I'm sure you'll tell him hi for us next time you see him. And
I ran over there. I heard he was in the office this morning. I said, we're both fans of Scuba Radio.
Yeah.
Hey, so you want to hear something special for Diver Dick?
I do. What? What do you got? Are you talking about the doll or what?
No, your former partner.
Oh, yeah. Okay, the guy who I started Scuba Radio with. Yes, yeah,
Are you ready?
I'm ready. Here we go.
Okay, here we go.
Uh-oh. What is going on? He's ringing a bell.
How's that?
I like it. So when Bob Evans makes a bell rings, Diver Dix gets his wings or something.
Yeah, he's smiling.
Yes, exactly.
I'll never forget meeting you guys so many years ago, and what a team. You know, I think of him often,
and I think those
vibes. He's sitting here watching everything, smiling.
Yeah, he's laughing hysterically. He can't believe it. He's like, are you still doing this? 16 years?
Who would have thought? Especially when you're talking about male parts.
Yes. Well, you know, let's talk about this Richard Marchenko doll that you sent my dive student, Patrick.
By the way, thank you so much. That is awesome, and thanks for the hat, too.
He doesn't want to open it,
no,
Bob.
No, you're not. And leave it alone.
You're supposed to take the action figure out
and
go through your dive skills with it and use it as a learning
That's
tool.
That's a collectible. You're
right,
not supposed
Bob?
To open the box.
Hey, tell him, Bob. What should he do with this thing?
I think that's a collectible. I think Richard Marcinko's passed away. Someone who worked with him on the Red Brigade actually set up all his operations.
Yeah.
And he's gone.
Well, so you're saying that he should just leave it in the box and not ever take advantage of playing with it?
If Richard Marcinko's staying in the box, then the action figure should stay in the box.
Leave it in the box? I thought you would use this as a training, like, you know, like when you're a kid and you're doing Cowboys and Indians and you're working through
these
roles.
Actually, we'll need to take it out of the box and
role playing thing.
Patrick, where did Greg touch you? Show me on the doll.
No! That's wrong. That's just wrong.
Hey, what's this about gay rights or something? What are you guys up to today?
Well, we don't know. We've been drinking, celebrating our 16-year anniversary. So
I'm going to go home and have a drink for all of you.
Yes. Well, you know, Bob, I didn't see it beneath the sea last week, but I know you're going to be at the Long Beach show in June, I would assume, right? Since
yeah,
it's out there on the left coast.
Down there, we're going to bring the gas pods, and we're going to bring Force Fins down. Our plant in Pennsylvania is gearing up. So, yeah, all is good. We're gonna explain to people about how a fin should not be on your foot. Your foot's designed for walking, so leave it on land when you get into the ocean.
Absolutely. Yes. And so you guys are actually going to have a booth at the scuba show in Long Beach in June.
Yeah,
excellent.
We are. We're going to have a whale with the pods on the front of a whale, and then the whale tail, we're going to have the Force Fins. We got it covered from the front end to the back end.
These
on
pods,
a whale.
You know, if you're not familiar with the pods, and you got to be a fan of Force Fin, you go to forcefin.com, or you can check out Force Fin on Facebook.
Right.
They've got these gas pods, these things that you attach to your vehicle, which make them more fuel efficient. What's the percentage?
Yep. Well, our Volvo, I told Jean-Michel, after driving 2.5 years, most 70% of our driving's in the city at 30 miles an hour, we're averaging an extra 2 miles a gallon. So on a 17-gallon tank, we get an extra 34 miles that we weren't getting before with the pods. And they're going to be $30. They're going to be manufactured in Los Angeles, in America. And we're going to pod the planet.
Nice. They're going to pod the planet, and they look just, they kind of have the same materials, force fins. They're awesome. Scuba Radio.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at Scuba Radio.
For all my pals who live in the oceans and the seas, with bronze like these, well, who needs anemones?
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, Bill the Producer, Captain Patrick. That's Al City, by the way. I'm going to go catch him live tonight at the Orlando or Amway Arena. With Neon Trees and Maroon 5, which also has a dive-related song talking about how it's harder to breathe or something like that. So I'm going to the concerts because Al City has that song about, you know, who needs anemones and that kind of thing. And I'm there to, I'm going to, like, be there to critique their performance.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you
20
thinking,
rows or
are,
less.
Are you thinking it may have changed from the last time you've seen it?
Yeah, I do, actually, because this is a much bigger venue. Last time it was a much more intimate venue. This will be
House of
right
Blues,
there in
right?
your face. No, it's at the Emirate.
No, the last time you saw him. Wasn't like
House of Blues.
Blues,
yeah. Yeah, why? Yeah. But this won't be a bigger deal because it's going to be like, you know, 20,000 people. But
20,000 people do not fit into the Amway Arena.
Of course they do.
They do not.
18,000.
Maybe.
Yes.
Maybe, but anyway. I will predict it will not be a sold-out show. Because remember,
it is sold out.
You have everything behind the stage is not seated, so you don't get a full...
You don't know that? Not
they
until
know,
I go, I'll tell you.
They don't sell the seats behind the stage.
Well,
nobody wants those seats,
hey.
Especially for Owl City.
Actually, we have a long-time fan of this show, a long-time listener, a long-time supporter of the show, very active on the internet.
Yeah.
He will be able to answer this question... I think definitively. I think this is something which fits keenly into Jim Eager's school of knowledge.
It probably does. Jim, are you with us? I think
I'm here.
Yeah. So will you settle this argument once and for all? Am I correct or not?
Well, I was at the Solar Bears game a couple days ago.
Right.
And they had 9,000 people in the
there, world. In your face. Yeah. I stand vindicated.
What does that have what? To do with anything?
I don't know. I'm just saying.
What?
Well, it doesn't really matter.
I don't understand what the Solar
it's all
Bears
about,
has
hey,
to do with this.
Hey,
go play with
hey.
My, go play with my doll. Okay.
They were playing hockey in the Amway Center.
Okay, fair enough. We'll just leave it at that, and, okay. and that means pretty much I won the argument, Patrick. So there, in your face. So, anyway, Jim, it's good to hear your voice. How are you? Happy birthday to you as well. You were there right from the beginning, pretty much, with us.
16 years, yeah.
16 years, sweet 16, yes. We're now ready to date or something. I don't know.
Something, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and my last dive was a couple weeks ago in Grand Turk.
Yeah. How was that? What'd you do? What'd you see?
Wall diving in sight of shore.
Diving in sight of shore.
Wall diving in sight of
shore.
Diving
ah, okay,
of shore
okay.
Grand Turk. I mean, we've been to the Turks and Caicos, and this is something I can speak of with some authority, and there's some really cool wall dives really close to the shore.
Well, that's not Grand Turk, though. He's
well,
talking about,
that.
Yeah, that's yeah. a different island yeah. altogether that the liveaboard didn't go to.
Right.
So you were diving with a local or a land-based operation in Grand Turk a couple weeks ago, that's the deal?
Right, yeah, we were on a cruise ship, and there was a land-based operation that hooked up with the cruise ship.
Yeah, so how was it? I mean, it was a nice wall dive from shore. Did you see a lot of critters? Viz good? Would you recommend it or what?
Yeah, the one barracuda didn't come quite close enough for photographs, but we saw plenty of critters and went over the edge of the wall and wandered along for a while.
Yeah, that is one of the best feelings in the world, isn't it, when you approach one of these walls and you just kind of like just cruise and drift right over top of it like you're like jumping off a cliff.
Yes, and then on the other side, and Patrick, this is something you can look forward to. You go over the top of this wall. You're in like, let's just say 60 feet of water.
Right.
So you're in 60 feet of water. You're going along, and the bottom is just beneath you, and you're going along.
It's the abyss.
At all of these coral formations. And then you go forward, and then the water is just blue, and you can see nothing beneath you.
Yeah. Sounds pretty,
it's pretty
sweet,
awesome.
Huh?
So it's like staring up into the sky.
Be careful to watch your depth gauge.
Yeah, well, or you just float off the edge of it, which is kind of like, you know, it's almost like I would think how skydiving might feel, you know?
I know, but there's always something more interesting a little lower down. You got to keep track of where you are.
Well, true. Yeah, you got to be careful not to sink off the wall or, you know, something surely is down there in the abyss ready to come up and eat you. That's
okay.
Generally,
just to correct what he's saying, Captain Patrick,
yes.
Shirley is hardly ever beneath you on the dive. I've dove with Shirley several times. She's always hovering like 20 feet above me.
Yeah, she's kind of a pain. Not really a good dive buddy at all.
Amazing, you guys
made it
to 16 years.
And then one of the other items I wanted to talk to you about was,
yeah.
You know, with 16 years, some of your dive gear starts to get a little bit old, and it's time to start replacing pieces of it.
Well, maybe
and
for you.
Dive,
no, I'm joking. Yeah.
No, and this dive, I replaced a leaking hose with some new MyFlex hoses.
Ah, yeah, those new real skinny things, right? And they're very flexible.
And they have color and everything.
Yeah, those are cool. I haven't dove with those yet, but I kind of want to get those. I think those are fall under the new dive bling category to me. They're thinner, more colorful. They make a statement. They're more streamlined.
And live on Scuba Radio, Mycroft for MyFlex.
Ooh, might have a testimonial there, buddy. Could happen. So did you like them, though? I mean, they performed well, and not
they
only that, they
well,
look what
no leaks, you know, and place we got them didn't have the high-pressure ones, so I only replaced all my low-pressure hoses.
Uh-huh, okay.
The one high-pressure hose, I got to look into getting them from another place.
Well, was everybody else on the dive boat impressed with your new hose?
The dive master was impressed with that and my and the rest of my gear.
Yeah?
He was saying it was good gear, because I was about the only one that was bringing my own gear off the cruise ship.
Nice. I could see that now. You know, dive master, hey, that's some impressive equipment you got there.
Hey, guy, I like your hose.
See?
Got anything? Never mind. I can't.
Yeah, we
I'm
said
not
enough.
Make any jokes
really?
About the second stage. Not going to.
True.
Do it.
Exactly. Right. We got another hour to go, so we'll save it for hour two. A lot of special guests coming up on our 16-year anniversary edition of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Stay close. Just getting started.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.